About 500 young adults in Broward County may soon wake up to clean criminal records. That's if the county commission okays the move at its meeting today. It's all part of an effort to encourage kids to learn from their mistakes instead of being punished far into adulthood. But as reporter Wilson Sayre tells us, right now there's a limit to how many records can be expunged.
A few years ago, Antoine McGahey was having a really hard time. Both of his parents were pretty much out of the picture. He was living in a rough part of town, and he started having these angry outbursts.
I had destruction of property.
Destruction of property was his official offense. But instead of being slapped with a misdemeanor, the Fort Lauderdale teen was put into what's called the Civil Citation Program. It's an opportunity to look at the source of the troublemaking. And if they go through the whole program without any trouble, it never shows up on their records. But this option wasn't offered to everyone who was eligible. 3 out of 4 kids were arrested instead and now have a misdemeanor. Regina Walker is in charge of the Civil Citation Program in Broward County.
It can affect their school records. It can affect their military service. So we want to be able to try and correct an error because they were, in fact, eligible.
So one move towards that correction, Broward County is looking to pay to expunge the records of some 500 kids, kids who should have been offered the program. Why 500? According to Walker, for now, that's what the county is willing to pay for. It costs around $84 per record to wash it clean. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
The Federal Department of Education listed Florida State University as one of 55 universities now under investigation for how they handle sexual assault allegations. Accusations of rape against star FSU quarterback Jameis Winston in 2012 drew the attention of federal authorities. FSU did not hold a conduct hearing until more than a year later, weeks after Winston led the FSU Seminoles to their third national title. Matt Baker of the Tampa Bay Times was one of the first reporters to cover that story. He recently spoke with us on the Florida Roundup.
It's a tough balancing act that schools have between what a woman wants if she said she's been assaulted and what the Department of Education requires for a school to do to investigate if there's a perpetrator to punish him. So FSU has said repeatedly that they've been in compliance. I'm still looking for answers about what they did to investigate and what they knew when.
The Department of Education opened up its investigation of FSU in early April. In addition to the Winston case, the department asked for information regarding other similar situations. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. And now it's back to Wanda Miles.